From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron faced the wrath of his side of Parliament Wednesday, where he stood up to defend the deal to keep Britain in the European Union that was savaged by many of his fellow Conservatives and the Eurosceptic press. Cameron has all but fired the starting gun for a membership referendum by throwing his weight behind a reform plan presented by the European Council President Tuesday, and the battle lines are being clearly drawn. Speaking at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, Jean-Claude Juncker said the proposals due to be put at a key summit this month were fair for Britain and its 27 partners.
I've always said I wanted the UK to remain a member of the European Union on the basis of a fair deal. The settlement that has been proposed is fair for the UK and fair for the other 27 member states. It's also fair for the European Parliament. The European Parliament has a key stake in the process and a crucial role to play.
You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday his country's military will not stop its airstrikes in Syria until terrorist organizations there are defeated. His comments came as the United Nations tries to keep its fragile Syrian peace talks in Geneva moving forward, a day after in which neither the government or opposition delegation held a formal session with the UN envoy, Stefan de Mistura. Iraqi security forces have begun building a concrete wall surrounding the capital of Baghdad. It's a bid to prevent attacks by Islamic State militants. That's according to a military statement Wednesday. You're listening to VOA News. Japan and South Korea joined the United States Wednesday in demanding that North Korea cancel plans to send a long-range rocket into space. They say the launch would violate United Nations resolutions banning ballistic missile and nuclear weapon development in the country. North Korea notified UN agencies late Tuesday that it plans to launch what it calls an Earth observation satellite sometime between February 8th and the 25th. The United States and the European Union have struck a new deal regulating cross-Atlantic data transfers after a European court struck down a previous agreement in October. A European Justice Commissioner announced the move Tuesday, and she said she expects the deal to take effect in about 3 months. South Sudan's rebel leader Riek Machar visits Egypt Wednesday. He's to urge Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to support the implementation of the peace agreement signed last August to end the South Sudan conflict. Last week, leaders at the African Union summit in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa expressed disappointment with the rebels and the South Sudan government for the lack of progress in implementing that agreement. UN agencies are mobilizing communities in Latin America and the Caribbean to stop the spread of the Zika virus, which has infected tens of thousands of people in 25 countries. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Zika virus in itself is not much of a threat. Its symptoms are mild and not life-threatening. But the virus is suspected of causing birth defects in newborn babies. More than 4,000 cases of microcephaly, a condition that causes abnormally small brains in babies, have been found in Brazil. The explosive surge of this disease has prompted the World Health Organization to declare the Zika virus a global public health emergency. No vaccine is available to protect pregnant women against the virus, so WHO is urging communities to do battle against the disease to protect pregnant women from being bitten by the Aedes mosquito, which transmits the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Three Palestinian assailants were shot dead Wednesday while carrying out a shooting and stabbing attack that wounded two Israeli paramilitary policewomen at the entrance to Jerusalem's walled Old City, according to Israeli police. It's the latest in a spate of stabbings, shootings, and car rammings by Palestinians that has killed 26 Israelis and a U.S. citizen since October. A police spokeswoman said the Palestinians launched the attack at the Damascus Gate, that's a busy plaza in East Jerusalem, after being stopped by police for an identity check. All three of the attackers were carrying concealed weapons. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.